The psalmist wrote, O sing to the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. Psalms are the hymn book of the Bible, and there are also hymns throughout the Old and New Testament. Those songs which are not from the Psalms are called canticles. Among the canticles are the Nunc Dimittis, Lord, now let your service go in peace according to your word, the Magnificat, my soul magnifies the Lord, and the Benedictus, blessed be the Lord God of Israel. These three canticles are found in the first two chapters of Luke. God's people have always raised their voices in praise of the Almighty God. Hymns not only speak in prayer to our Heavenly Father, they also teach us of His grace, love, and mercy. An ancient practice, one that goes back before the time of Jesus' birth, is to sing a verse before and after a psalm or canticle. This verse, called the Antiphon, summarizes the teaching of the song or draws our attention to the importance of the day. During the last week of Advent, as we are preparing for the coming of our Redeemer, the Church recalls the longing for the Messiah with a series of antiphons which are used in the daily worship services. Each day, the antiphon begins with the word O and a title of the coming Christ. This week, beginning tomorrow, we will hear and ponder these antiphons. You can find the text and meditation on the antiphon on the Trinity website, trinityslayton.info, under the menu item, Turn Your Radio On. May our Lord grant you His grace and peace as we await His coming. Amen.